This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day, and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. As you know, listeners, every fourth Saturday, I introduce to you my spinoff, my other go-to person, Miss Latasha Butler, who's responsible for Ladies Talk Science.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you, as always, David, for the warm introduction. I am very excited today to announce our special guest, Afi Bramo. Welcome, Afi.
Thank you so much, Tash, for having me. In fact, let me just be honest. I've been dying to get on the show. Every time I look on LinkedIn, you are popping something up there, asking the right questions. And I see people responding, and I'm like, I've got to get on the show. We've really got to get the show on the road. And so I'm so excited. And, you know, this is huge. This is big for us women because everybody is affected by cyber. We are in that space. Everybody plays in that space, but we've got to learn how to play nuts.
Yeah.
The truth is there's a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly in cyber. And the question is, you know, how do we stay secure in the cyber world?
Well, look at what's going on right now. We've had, let's see, the CDK hack. We've had an AT&T hack. We've had healthcare hacks. We've had Experian hacks. We've had, like, it's happening everywhere. Like you said, you know, a lot of times businesses are saying, oh, but I'm too small. Oh, it's not going to happen to me. Well, you know what? That's not true. And now that we've been talking about it, now there's evidence of it not being true. The cyber criminals, they're making a living off of hacking off of us.
And yes, you know, you just said something, you know, you just mentioned a few quote unquote major big news hacks. We are not even talking about the social engineering that's happening on our phones on a daily.
Yes.
Right? A few years ago, you had to, you know, all you needed to do was just register on the do not call list or, you know, and then you get all the spam calls and all of that. Today, it is just a dime a dozen, but also you're getting a lot of these, you know, the latest one I'm seeing now is about, do you want this job? And then you respond, they don't want to talk to you. They're sending you text messages. Our kids are getting these text messages.
The kids.
And it turns out, next thing you know, they want to send you a check in the mail. And then they want you to go deposit this check. And then it's a scam. So, you know what? Let's look at what's happening, because it's all about you, me, our kids, all of us.
You know, it's interesting because as a mother, I'm a mother, you're a mother. And as a woman in this industry, we go through totally different concerns. We're looking to be the wife. We're looking to be the, you know, cooking the dinners and fixing the breakfast. And we pretty much have to do everything. And then we have to show up at work. Even if we've gotten no sleep at night with the kids, you know, whatever, they're sick, we're going to find babysitters, we're going to find care. It's constantly a challenge for us. And I just think, unfortunately, you know, it's just different dynamics that's not really necessarily recognized, appreciated, or respected. And we've all gone through our different journeys. And I know this is something that we don't really talk about in the open most of the time. However, I want to bring that to light. And I want to talk about these things because we are the leaders for our children as well. And I personally have gone through some serious challenges raising kids in this era, trying to work, trying to maintain the technology and what they're exposed to. And I know there's a lot of parents that have the same issues, the same struggles. And so, Avni, woman to woman, mother to mother, what are some things that you've seen?
It's very, very tough. And, you know, let me go peel back this onion a little. I was raised by African parents, and that means you are raised with discipline. You are raised with strictness.
Mm-hmm.
You are raised to understand that your name means everything. You must go through school. School doesn't go through you. You go through school. Life happens, but at the same time, it's a process, right? But so I have seen situations where, you know, you see what your kids are watching and, you know, what they're learning. In some instances, you appreciate the fact that, you know, if it's funny, during COVID, I said to my kids, I said, you better not fail. You can't get beyond an A. Why? Because you have your phones and you have the computer, which we didn't have. We had to learn the encyclopedia to be able to pass an exam.
That's true.
Our books were this high, but everything is on your phone, right? So literally, it's the good, the bad, the ugly, right? How do you separate that when it's the same device that they get? And so I call this the weapon of mass destruction for our kids.
It can be.
But, you know, it's challenging because you can say, you lock this place and lock that place. And I've seen parents, even though my kids, even my 12-year-old has a phone, right? Because I used to travel a lot for work. And I feel like even when I'm not home, I want to be able to get in touch with her at home. But then I know parents who has the same, you know, age as my daughter. They don't have a phone for her.
And a lot of times to that point, the parents don't know. They do not understand the risk and the impact to the children on the other side. Because having gone through this myself, I work in tech. My child, my oldest, is like, she's always known to be the top tech girl in school. But I can tell you, sometimes she runs circles around me on stuff because technology is constantly emerging. I'm working, doing my life, just like you. But these kids, this is how they grew up. This is in their DNA. And unfortunately, the average parent, unless you're paying attention, they don't understand the risk and impact to their child. They don't know that between these little apps, Roblox, and all these other little apps, there's somebody on the other side of the fence that's suggesting other things or manipulating their mindset to behave in a manner and not basically contribute in a positive way to the child and the development of the child.
And you know what's tough about that is in our generation, both parents have to work.
Yep. You cannot have one parent.
When we were growing up, most times our mothers, you know, were at home with us, but we didn't have this kind of distractions. Right. You know, the mom has a business, maybe she has a hairdressing salon or she did other things, but, you know, she looked after the home while the husband went to work. And then the whole family could live on one income. Now both parents, you don't have a choice.
Especially down here in South Florida.
I mean, everything is expensive. Yeah. Exactly. And so even though, you know, when we say, oh, some parents, you know, are not paying attention, the truth is, it's hard to balance it all today.
It is.
Especially for single moms.
Definitely.
And so we need to band together. It takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. So we need to build more communities around us. And you know what? We don't do too well. We don't talk enough.
We don't.
We don't have conversations enough. We don't share enough. It's not about the church. The church is people.
Yes.
And it's different from even people who go to church. We live in communities, but are we community focused? Do we have these conversations about what my child is doing, what your child is doing? There was a lady that I had a conversation recently with. You know, her daughter's friends with my daughter. But one day, this kid literally called my daughter saying, my mom said she couldn't come back home because she took a walk. Right. And it turned out the mother called me and she had all these stories. And it turns out that she took a phone from her daughter, but she gave her, you know, an Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
On that Apple Watch, she only saved, you know, like family phone numbers. And, you know, and those are the only numbers that she wanted her child to have contact with. Her daughter bypassed it and was able to make, you know, other phone calls. And as long as there's a device and someone created it, there's always a way for people to bypass and beat that system, hence the whole word hacker, right?
Exactly.
You know, so but the more we talk as parents, and, you know, when this was happening, I said to her, when you knew this and you knew my daughter was friends with your daughter, I wish you had called me.
Interesting enough, I found that the cell phone is like an addiction to the children. And I will tell you, even if they're doing something very wrong, and you take that phone away from them, I have seen another creature come out of my children. And I'm like questioning, whoa, where did this come from? And then I thought about it and I was like, they're on this device. This device is, it's like they are constantly on it all the time. And then what they're getting is like immediate satisfaction from whatever, whether they're on a game, talking to other people, whether they're on social media, whether they're all these different apps. And on top of that, the mentality of the child, they're being influenced in so many different ways. Like, okay, I don't look like this person. I've gone through that with, you know, and is that the norm? Or is that just what you're seeing through a filter? Does that make you an exception to everybody else? Does that make you less beautiful than that person? No, it doesn't. And so personally, as I've had to grow also, and I've listened to other kids as well, and I see what's going on. And that's why I started Ladies Talk Cyber, the Parents Corner, because I think it's important. And if there's anything I do in my life is to share my experiences. So if I'm helping at least just one child, we know human trafficking is a big deal. We know self-care, self-love is a big deal for these children. They're going through depression at early ages. Bullying, oh, yes, and there too. Bullying is a big deal. And you know what? They don't know how to cope with some of these situations, like even us adults that go through it. It's hard enough for us. But a child?
Yeah, and one of the big things I've learned through all of this is not to see a barrier between you and your children because of what they're experiencing and learning online. Because normally what they're watching, that a TikTok.
Yep. Oh, TikTok. How could I forget that?
And literally everything on TikTok, most of the time, is so fake.
It is.
Right? Someone is just performing an act and the whole world is watching you. And people are just scrolling. And after 1,000 views, then, you know, you monetize it.
It's an addiction.
Of course it's an addiction. And then if it's not TikTok, then, you know, they're going to Instagram.
Yes.
And everything about this is about watching other people. And you start to emulate them. Mm-hmm. And then when things start going wrong, you find that your kids shut you out.
They do.
You know, you're at dinner and that phone is there. You know, you're in front of the TV with your kids, that phone is there. Like you say, the addiction. And you know what? I'm like, you know what? When I'm not getting things done, okay, you know what? I'm going to put your phone right here.
That's right.
Put it right there and do not touch that phone. You know, and suddenly the frowns come up. And I'm like, you frown?
Frown, attitude.
And guess what?
That's, I don't know about you, but that's what I've seen.
And that's one day. And that frown continues. That's 2 days.
Yes.
And that frown continues. Oh, you know what? It'll be a week.
Oh, yeah. The approach that I've taken is I said, you know what? Let's be transparent. They're going to be exposed to this stuff. I'm going to talk to them about it. Because you know what? These other people are. And but they're telling them the wrong stuff. They're feeding them. Even the videos that they're seeing. Some of the stuff like, I forget what you call them, but where they're trying these like ice cold hacks and all this other stuff on there. And they're like, oh, let me try. I'm like, that's going to kill you. They're lucky they're not dead. What you're seeing is a snapshot of them being silly or trying to get attention. Like, what expense? What is it going to cost them in the long term? And that those are things from a mentality perspective that I'm starting to, actually, I started a year or so ago, but starting to teach my children and say, look, teach them how to think, because they're going to be encountering with this anyway. And I'd rather for me to teach them than having some other people teaching them on or impacting them on how they're interpreting the information that they're getting. And it can be detrimental. Kids run away. Kids, they're very disrespectful. The behavior, you don't even know who your child is anymore. And you're trying to cope with that and figure it all out. And you're like, oh my gosh, you love your child endlessly, but you need to get them help from that. So I think limiting that exposure and actually talking to them, being more proactive and being trusting. I just think parenting is different now than it used to be back in the day.
Parenting today is so hard because there's so many competing priorities now that wear on any parents.
Yes.
Any parents.
It does.
Right? And you're constantly juggling mentally. Do I? Don't I? And there are, you know, consequences, you know, depending on, you know, which side you do. We have come to that realization of we've just stepped into this whole thing on social media and, you know, that, oh, this the child has, because the other day I was just saying, if you're going to change my phone, mommy, it has to be an iPhone. Really? Have you ever worked a day in your
life? I know.
Have you ever worked a day in your life? In fact, I don't even have to have an iPhone. You know, and it's so restricting with iPhones. Mm-hmm. You know, but
I know.
You know, I would rather have a normal Android than have an iPhone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her phone has been playing up, and I kept, you know, and, you know, at some point I even wanted to have just an environment. And, you know, it keeps playing in my head, oh, she says it has to be an iPhone. And I said, and I'm arguing with myself. Abby, stop it. She has to have that. And I've decided, you know what? I'm just going to take it forward.
Yeah.
And she's been gone, you know, staying with her friends 3 days now. Her phone's not working. She's having a great time.
You know what?
And she's having a great time.
And she's living her life, but she's being a kid. And that is a big problem with the kids nowadays. They cannot be children. They cannot do the basic stuff. Because they're on the phone all the time.
And now she's with her friend. Her friend doesn't have a phone. So she's been texting me through her friend's mom's phone. So what is wrong with this picture? I think we as parents
need to
step back a little. Like rewind and start focusing on how we were raised and ask ourselves, what is important to us as parents?
Yeah.
And as well as our children, what will break if our kids, you know, don't have a phone? What will break if they do have the phone, right? This TikTok thing, what are they learning? The other day, my daughter, you know, she came at me and then she had all this makeup. And I said, go and take all that makeup off. Oh, mom, no, you will take every single, wash your face or I will wash it for you. You don't want me to wash your face for you. Because we will leave a lot of soap on those eyes. And so, you know, it's, and where was she getting that from?
TikTok.
And, you know, now that she has her own makeup and, you know, she went to my daughter. The thing is, now when we go out, oh, can I have this? And then her choices of what she wants is all being played out by these young girls who are on TikTok, you know, and they're now influencers.
And just to kind of add one more thing, because I know we talked about TikTok, we talked about Instagram. One of the approaches that I've taken in life is okay, there's good and bad and everything, right? What I share with my children is like, okay, if you're going to use TikTok, why not look at how to make money, how to build a business, how to be entrepreneur, how do you learn some financial sense? Look at what you can gain good off of these tools versus the bad. And it goes right back to those choices.
They're forcing them to grow a lot quicker than they should, you know, and you're having conversations that become arguments with your kids, which I don't even know that we shouldn't even be having this conversation.
Exactly.
Right. So I think, you know, it's a very tough balancing act, you know, and I've had to pull back a lot of times to say, okay, what do I do? And that's how I make the decision as well, that, you know, what she needs to do with her peers. And in my case, going into that setting is that decision for me. So I can focus a lot on what I need to do,
right,
to help raise my kids, mm-hmm, you know, the best that I can,
yes,
that I can do, and give them the love that they need.
And that's a good point too, because I do realize that kids get in your mind, and this is something that was taught to me, I learned over the years, that you love, as a mother, you love your kid endlessly, no matter what, no matter what torture, pain, or whatever you go through. And nobody can love your kid better than you. Nobody. Now, I realize that sometimes children, their love and their needs and their translation of love comes in different forms. Like sometimes for me, maybe spending time with my kids and doing things that, you know, family stuff together, maybe going to Disney, that worked 5 years ago may not work now with as a teen. And so I had to actually get up to speed and realize that, wow, my daughter, my oldest daughter, is not 6 anymore. She's not 8. I had to see her as a young lady growing into her womanhood. And you know, as much as that hurt, it also helped me to grow and say, okay, meet her where she is and let her have her independence. And don't tell her all the time, because I'm also a veteran. And I'm like, okay, and I always did everything to kind of shield her and protect her. But you know what? To your point with TikTok, social media, there's so many people out there that don't care. They are out there for their own interests. And if they get a hold of your child, you have no idea what they're putting in their head and what kind of influence they have, which is further impacting you and your life and your ability to parent your child. And as a personal testimony that I will talk about later, and you know my journey, you know my story, we have to pay more attention to our children, and we have to talk to them constantly, because you do not know who's influencing them. You do not know who's surrounding them, who's reaching out to them on social media. You know, and my values, your values, and other people's values may not line up. And so, again, I think it's investing that time and that knowledge in the child and helping them develop their ability to make wise decisions, choices, and be able to protect themselves and put those barriers up to know what's right and wrong. That respect that you said about your name, that I think is missing today. When back in my time, classy but not trashy, you know, self-respect, self-love, make sure you care of yourself well. I don't see that necessarily today as much. And it saddens me, because I don't want my daughters to think their value is what they're wearing or what they're exposed to. Teach your girls, especially self-respect.
I think you hit the nail on the head, actually, especially our girls, you know, they're more influenced and they want to look like their favorite star out there and all. And it is very, very worrisome. We talk about talking to them a lot, you know, I'm worried about that, because more and more, you know, they want to just talk to the phone. And what's going on the phone, they want to talk to your parents. And when you call them to sit down and have conversations, they're not interested, right?
Yeah.
And
you're boring. Nobody wants to talk to you. I got your back, though.
Exactly. Well, let's watch a movie. That's great tonight. You know, that's fun. But the thing is, the other day, they're telling you what's happening in school.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, oh, my goodness. And that's the kind of conversation where if your child can tell you what's happening in school, then you're able, at least that one hurdle pass, because now you know from your child, not from out there, somebody else, what's happening in school. It's the balancing act, but we want to save our children.
We need to save our children. What I always say is, a child going to school, right? The kids today, they have different challenges. For example, a fight happens, and guess what? That fight is recorded and tagged, and there's so much feedback that comes across that fight that happened, and you know what? And then that kid that was in it, whether they got, they won or they lost or whatever, But now they're feeling a wave, and that carries with them throughout the time. And as a parent, we don't know that they didn't happen. And then so that bullying, like you mentioned, the cyberbullying, it's a big deal. And I remember some other scenarios where there was one girl that just kind of like hated somebody else, and she would kept picking on her through a group chat and just kind of just tagging her. And you know what? It made her feel bad, or calling her something like a monkey, or calling, you know, whatever it is that they were doing to that child. And I was like, as an education perspective, I was explaining to that child, I said, listen, you know who you are. Are you a monkey? Are you this? Are you? No, don't listen to them. And this is where we have to teach our children about loving themselves. They don't know themselves yet. But that exposure and that bullying is taken on a whole nother level, because it's not just one child against another child. It's entire society.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, we have adults that have problems with that.
Yeah.
Women, we go through sometimes, we go through some abuse, and it's verbal, it's mental, and we have to keep going as adults. But a child, they're not fully developed until what, 25, their brain?
And that's why you hear a lot more suicides.
Yes, and
children.
Yes.
And you know, by the time the parents realize what's going on, it's too late, because you know, at some point there was a disconnect, at some point conversations stopped happening, or a child that went, you know, cuckoo and then started shooting. When we start,
that's another thing.
You find out that they've been sitting in their room. What are they doing? That's why I call it a weapon of mass destruction in our children. One of the things in this conversation you have is a lot more talking, you know, a lot more conversations. You know, sometimes my daughter may be just on her phone, and I just go, do not move from that screen. Take your fingers off right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to see what you're doing. Making sure we have more conversations, you know, with our kids, because the more we talk, the more we learn. And the more we learn, the more we can help, you know, put some controls around this and help our children help us.
Exactly. Yeah. I think there's a call to action for parents. Get involved. There's tools, there's technology, which is going to be posted on Ladies Talk Cyber, on the Parents Corner. I have some partnerships. There's tools that I leverage as well. And, you know, that community is what I'm building to help us to keep our kids healthy, you know, mentally, protect them, and provide them with that guidance together, collectively. And it's a rough, tough world out there sometimes. And I'm very sad to see to what extreme people can go. But as a parent, as a mother, father, whoever, relative, care about your kids, you care about your grandkids. Let's bring this community back together and let's help these children. And David?
Well, ladies, it's been wonderful listening to your story. So I think just like we did on my show, please give the listeners how they can reach you.
Thank you so much, David. And once again, I want to say this is powerful, what David is doing and what, you know, Natasha is doing. I'm so honored and excited to be a part of this and this community is long overdue, and I'm, you know, a part of this, you know, in perpetuity. So my name is Afi Brinol, A-F-I-E, Brinol spelled B-R-A-I-M-O-H. I'm based in Florida. My email is makinafi, so M-A-K-I-N for Nancy, A-F-I-E, @gmail.com.
So thank you, everybody. I really appreciate that. Your time, Afi, as always, I'm looking forward to continuing this and helping in a positive way impact our children.
So, Latasha, again, another fine show that you've done. And we look forward to you next month when we'll have on who knows what you'll be doing. But I like the new corner. I like the new corner that you've set up for our parents and our ladies to know, because, again, it's a whole different world that we're living in.
It is.
And thank you again for being on the podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese. And the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.